guys, my name is Kim Sanders, and welcome to You Are Worth the Work, a podcast that reminds busy moms that following your dreams ain't all rainbows and roses, but you are worth the work that it takes to thrive in this life. After you listen, please rate and review the episode. Also, if you want to connect with me, I will have that info for you in the show notes. Let's get started. Hey, you guys, it's Kim. Thank you so much for joining me on another episode of You Are Worth the Work. And as of the taping of this podcast, Halloween has come and gone. We had a lot of fun. The kids got a lot of candy. But this kicks off what I like to call the food holidays. And basically, this is starting with Halloween. We have holiday parties and Thanksgiving and Christmas parties. And if you're in your office, you're going to have the potluck and you're going to have all these opportunities to get together with the people that you care about or the people that you have to pretend that you care about and break bread. And the problem with that is, one, it's starting to get cooler. Two, all of those foods are not always the healthiest. And three, nobody is checking for you for all that progress that you made from January through October. And so starting today, I'm kicking off a three-part series of basically movement, nutrition, and accountability. These are going to be the three things that are going to help you thrive through the food holidays so that you're not looking down on January 1st like, where did those 20 pounds go that I lost? So today we're going to start with movement. And the reason why I want to start with movement is because in a lot of places, even yes, here in Florida, I have on long sleeves today, it is starting to get a little cooler. And with that, people are going to come inside. They're not going to want to go outside as often. A couple of the ladies in my accountability group, they are looking to take their movement inside, or they were wondering what they were going to do because normally they run outside or they walk outside or they do a lot of things outside. And they're not going to be able to do as much of that because it is much, much cooler where they are. But just because there's less outdoor time or just because it's a little cooler does not necessarily mean that you get to sit on your behind and waste away all winter and all fall. It doesn't have to go to the wayside, and you don't have to start on January 1st. I've got a fun fact for you. It's still going to be cold on January 1st. So you might as well continue your journey or start your journey now. And so let's just talk about real quick why movement is so important, especially this time of the year. First of all, one of the things that I've learned from one of my favorite trainers is sitting is the new smoking. Okay? We have these jobs and we sit all day long, except maybe to go to the bathroom or to go talk to Bob in accounting, and our muscles get tight. We get achy. Our back hurts. Even according to the Mayo Clinic, excessive sitting is linked to 35 diseases and conditions, including obesity, high blood pressure, back pain, sore joints and muscles, arthritis. All of those things can contribute to other things. And by sitting for a long time, it doesn't help. We don't help that out. And so that's one reason why we do need to make sure that we are staying moving, even during the fall and during the winter. Number two, getting outside helps you to clear your head. I tell this to people all the time. If you take a 10-minute walk, if you're at your desk and you can't figure out an issue, go take a walk. Walk around the building. Walk up and down the steps. If you work from home, walk around your house. It works wonders. Get outside, get some fresh air. It'll clear your head and it'll give you some perspective. The thing that you're trying to solve, as you're breathing in that fresh air and breathing it out, you will get the answers that you need. And it helps to relieve stress. You can go back and you won't throat punch your coworker for saying what he or she said. Number three, you don't want your kids tearing up your house with all the pent up energy. Take them outside. Even if that means you have to bundle them up, even if that means, you know, you guys go outside for 5 minutes, you draw a little bit on chalk, you let them run around, ride their bike down the street and come back, you'll thank me later. You have to let these kids get out their energy outside so that they are not knocking over things inside and so that you don't lose your cool. And the fourth reason for getting out and moving your body or just for staying active through the fall and the winter is because we're blessed to do it. A lot of the time, we take for granted the fact that we are able to move our body in any capacity until our body says no more and we're forced to lay down or sit down or we're in the hospital or worse. We just don't give our body or show our bodies enough gratitude for the complex system that it is. The ability to keep us breathing, the ability to keep the blood pumping, the ability to keep us moving and use of our limbs, the ability to get out of bed, both mentally and physically, is something that should be celebrated. And honestly, I feel like we don't thank our bodies enough for giving us the opportunity to stand up, to get up, to move around. So if for no other reason, even if you're like, you know what, Kim, I'm not worried about these kids breaking anything in the house. I'm not really worried about those 35 diseases or disorders that staying sedentary lead to. I'm not worried about clearing my head on the job. Do it because you're thankful for the opportunity, because I promise you there are hospitals and hospices and rehabilitation centers all across the country and around the world where there are people that are laid up that just wish they could move their arms, move their legs, get up, walk to the bathroom. So if for no other reason, through the fall and through the winter, we're not going to let the elements and we're not going to let these food holidays dictate what we do with our bodies. We are worth this work, right? We are worth the extra effort that it takes to put on a jacket, zip it up, and put your hood on. Go outside and walk around the block. Do running exercises inside, do some burpees, do some push-ups, do what you can do, all in gratitude for these bodies, these complex systems that we have been blessed with, okay? So let's just remember that. Let's remember to give gratitude. If for no other tangible reason, just understand that movement is a blessing. So in the next segment, I'm going to give you the action steps, just a few quick tips that you can do if you're like, you know what, Kim, I don't even know where to start in the winter because it's cold, or because I just don't know what to do. I usually sit on my butt from November through January. I'm going to give you some quick tips, all right? Okay, so you know here at You Are Worth the Work, we are about that action. So I wouldn't say, hey, go get outside this fall and winter and not give you some tips and suggestions on how to do that. So how do you get moving? We keep this simple. Do not overthink this, you guys. Just because it's getting cooler does not mean you need to be a hermit and hibernate. We are humans. We don't need to do that. And it's not good for us. So how do we stay moving and how do we get outside? Well, all last month in my accountability group, all we talked about were ways to get outside. Some of the things we talked about were raking leaves. If you've got a tree and some leaves, you can put these kids to work and they can have fun. You can have fun. You can all burn the energy. Remember what I was saying about burning these kids' energy? You can do a corn maze. I think a few of them have started and ended already here, but if you Google it, I bet you that you can find some still, and you go, you know, it's a corn maze. You go around the maze, you run around, you have fun. It's outdoors. The kids love it. Get an outside football game started or an outside soccer game. Right now, the kids are playing fall ball. Get some baseball, play a sport, kickball, something that is fun, something you guys can all do together, and something that all you need is an open space and a little bit of time. And something as simple as just going for a walk or a bike ride around the neighborhood or your local park will help you guys get outside, breathe in the fresh air, discover nature. The kids will love it. Be careful of critters. Check your local parks for what's allowed if you have a pet. But another one of the things that I do, if you just can't get outside, or what if it's snowing, or what if it's early, I highly, highly recommend at-home workouts. This is my favorite all year long because y'all know me, I'm all about efficiency. If I don't have to go somewhere like out in the world to get my workout in, then this is what I do. I basically roll out of bed, I throw on my clothes, I drink my Go Juice, and I press play. It is perfect for cold weather, especially in places where it snows, you guys. This is no longer an excuse. I can't work out because I can't get to the gym. It's hogwash because there are platforms that have tons of at-home workouts. The one that I use, it has everything. It's got Pilates, it's got yoga, it's got meditation, it's got HIIT, it's got weights, it's got, did I say yoga? It's got a whole section just for kids. And if you want to work out with other people, there are interactive and live workouts. So all of those things that keep us from getting active, those are no longer an excuse. You can even take these workouts outside. In 2021, we stream everything. We take everything everywhere. So why wouldn't you also take your workouts outside? If you want to go outside and get some fresh air, but you also want to get your run on, there's a program for that. You can take your speed, your agility. If you've got some weights, you can take your weights outside. I've done that before. Get you some turf, get on a track, go to the local school when nobody else is running on it, and get it in. Have a plan for this though, and this is really what it all boils down to. Don't go into this season, this food season, without a plan. You are going to fail. You are going to fail if you do not have a plan. Having a plan is one less excuse of why you can't get moving. The kids will love it. You'll love it. You'll reduce your stress and you'll look down on January 1st and maybe you won't lose any weight, right? But maybe that's not always the goal. Maybe we just want to keep our sanity. Maybe on January 1, we want to come in with a clear head and one less thing to worry about. If you start these habits now, then come January 1, that's one less thing you have to worry about putting on your New Year's resolution vision board, right? So get moving. Thank you so much for listening to You Are Worth the Work. If you enjoy this podcast, I'd love for you to subscribe, rate, review, share, tell your friends, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.